Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 8:32, a brand new festival launches next month, combining the university's science festival and the Festival of Ideas. It is the Cambridge Festival. The programme is out today, and here to tell us about it is Naomi Clements-Brote, who is the Public Engagement and Festivals Manager, Sciences, for the university. Morning to you, Naomi.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
You're very welcome. Now, we're guessing that we're going to have to go online to see all of this.
Yes, that's right. So it's, as you said, it's the first year of the new Cambridge Festival, and it's also the first year we're doing everything online. So we're really excited. Should I give the website? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, well, maybe save that till the end. Anybody can grab the proverbial pen and paper to once they get excited about what you're going to be telling them. So two festivals in one. What can we expect?
Yeah, so it's two festivals in one, but we're also trying to have lots of interdisciplinary conversations, encouraging cross-department communication, and also including lots of like mashup stuff. We've got four themes for the festival this year, so society, health, environment, and explore. So events are arranged sort of across those four loose themes.
And this is an opportunity, I think, for many of the university departments to tell us how clever they are, and also to do that in a way that's really accessible to people.
Yeah, that's right. So it's free and open to the public. We're really excited to see how many people tune in online. We had Open Cambridge in the autumn, and that got a great response. So we're really excited to see what happens. We've got everything from events all about COVID research to things about poo to things about...
Whoa. Stop.
We're very childish sometimes, but Naomi, I think, did you just say all about poo?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's events about everything in between. I mean, we also have historical stuff, and there's a lot of things.
Right. Okay. at the risk of dwelling on the poo side of things, appreciating that people are possibly munching through their cornflakes at this particular moment in time. How do you get a session out of poo?
Well, you'll have to tune in to find out,
okay.
I think is the answer. I don't want to give it all away. I do have some
events. No, I wouldn't give any of it away if I were you.
I do have some events picked out if you want
to. Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so for environment, one of our headliners is an In Conversation with Sir David Attenborough.
Mm.
That one's organised by Earth Optimism. Again, as you said, people will have to check in later today to sign up for that. But if you register by the 1st of March, there's a chance you could get your own question answered by David Attenborough. So that one's pretty cool. In other news, we've got several things from the Botanic Gardens, including like self-guided walking tours. And in particular, like you can learn about developing wildlife friendly and sustainable gardening practices. So that will be nice. In health, we've got COVID-19 research at Addenbrookes. And you may have heard about this iPad app called My ICU Voice that was developed in Cambridge to help patients on ventilators communicate with the people looking after them and also with their family. And then if you're looking for something that's non-COVID but still in the health sphere, we have like an online escape room developed by the Babram Research Institute. You can play with friends and family. You don't all have to be in the same space. It's all online. So that one is something to look out for as well.
You do have to book. That is fantastic. I love escape rooms. It's really interesting to see some of the things that have managed to come out still at the height of, you know, particularly at the university, you'd think they're really, really busy at the moment, but they can still come up with stuff like this. It's incredible.
Yeah, there's a huge desire to share our research with the public. It is kind of a miracle that it's all happening in lockdown.
I was also thinking, I mean, particularly with your talk with David Attenborough, I mean, sometimes with the in-person events, the normal sort of world stuff, there's always a cap on numbers, isn't it? Because actually the venues aren't that large. Is that right? But online, I guess that's no longer a problem.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So you do have to book for some of the events, and others are freely available. So some coordinators are using YouTube to broadcast, so you wouldn't need to book for something like that. Mm. And others are doing sort of more intimate, like Zoom sort of workshop style events, so you do need to book for those. So it's all explained on the website. When you go online, you'll be able to see whether or not you need to book. But it is a good idea, as always, to book early if you can, just to make sure the spaces don't get filled up.
I suppose the other thing about this is ordinarily it will be people who are listening to us right now around the city and South Cambridgeshire, but presumably people can hop on board from anywhere in the world. Or are you, I don't know, you can't really restrict it to just Cambridge, can you?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, we are excited to see how many people tune in from across the globe, but we don't really know what to expect, again, because it's the first time we've done this.
Any ideas, you know, if you add up ordinarily, you know, for something like the Festival of Ideas, how many people will participate in that when it's held in the good old-fashioned physical sense?
So for the Science Festival, I think the number that we generally give is about 60,000 interactions over the course of the whole festival. But lots of people come back again and again to lots of different events. So I don't know that it's necessarily that number of people.
Yeah, I guess, do you think you can get 60,000 people registering for these various events?
We hope so.
Do you know what? I think you absolutely will, Naomi, because we were talking earlier on the weekend, the Moonflower at the Cambridge Botanical Gardens. I mean, did it not have over 100,000 views amongst the whole week? I mean, there's no way they would have had anywhere near that number had it been in person. Of course not. So if the Moonflower can grab that kind of audience, I think the Cambridge Festival is going to be doing pretty, pretty well. On a global scheme.
yeah, we hope so.
Okay, so it starts next month, Naomi. When is the first event taking place?
So we start on the 26th of March and we go until the 4th of April.
Okay, but today is the day where people can look online and find out about the various events at David Attenborough, the Botanical Garden self-guided tour and the poo. Today is the day that people can look online for that.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay, to let us know the web address that we need to go to.
Yep, so it's festival.cam.ac.uk. So that's Cam as in Cambridge, festival.cam.ac.uk.
Okay, well, that's great. We're very much looking forward to the Cambridge Festival. No doubt we'll be speaking to some of your colleagues over the next couple of weeks to try and whet people's appetites for it all. But Naomi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Naomi Clements-Brode, who is Public Engagement and Festival Manager, (Science), for Cambridge University, talking about the new Cambridge Festival, the details of which you can find online as of today.